This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. From a story in the Montana Free Press. An electric vehicle, a Tesla Model Y, accused of siphoning power from a local Montana electric utility, energized the gossip mill in the small eastern Montana town of Ekalaka last week, prompting front-page newspaper coverage, a frantic apology, and, in the end, much talk about the future of transportation in one of the most remote counties in the lower 48 states. Driver Chad Lauterbach said in an interview after the fact that he and his girlfriend, Alice Markham, had driven up from Los Angeles to volunteer at the County Museum's annual Dinosaur Festival. Markham, a nationally prominent taxidermist, has helped out at the museum in the past, but drives a 1989 Toyota Land Cruiser that only gets 10 miles a gallon of gas, so they decided to make their trip in Lauterbach's electric car instead. Ekalaka is in a sparsely populated corner of southeast Montana. The town, 2 hours in any direction from the nearest Walmart, is home to just 400 residents, and it's still an uncharted frontier as far as electric vehicle charging networks are concerned. Lauterbach and Markham said the Tesla's built-in navigation system spent the entire stretch of the drive up from Gillette, Wyoming, telling them that they were headed into a charging desert. Lauterbach said the car kept throwing warnings and red banners and stuff. It was trying to protect me from doing something stupid. If push came to shove, Lauterbach said, he figured he'd be able to plug the car into a standard 120-volt outlet in someone's garage, even though charging that way would have taken days. As luck would have it, though, the couple pulled into Ekalaka to discover an RV-style outlet attached to a utility pole on Main Street. The cover was unlocked. Lauterbach said, "It was just sitting there, so I plugged in." Markham said she warned him he shouldn't leave his car charging off a random outlet without getting permission, in case the locals assumed he was just some jerk from California doing what jerks from California do. Lauterbach countered that he did in fact consult the museum director and figured he wouldn't be too hard to find if someone had concerns, which is precisely what happened. After successfully charging the electric car, Lauterbach brought the Tesla back later to find the outlet turned off. Then a guy driving a Subaru rolled by and told him he should take a look at the front page of the local newspaper, the Ekalaka Eagle. The newspaper editor had taken a photo of the unattended Tesla charging and printed it front page above the fold. The photo caption labeled the car a UEV, or Unidentified Electric Vehicle, and suggested it might be the first time an electric vehicle had been charged in town. The Eagle also reported that it wasn't clear whether the car's owner had paid for the electricity. Markham said that as soon as she saw the paper, she rushed over to the local power utility, the Southeast Electric Cooperative, which has its headquarters a block off Main Street. She was expecting something like the Los Angeles DMV, she said, but after she walked in and told the front desk staff she was here to pay for the crimes of the UEV, she was met with howls of laughter. The co-op staff initially told her not to worry about the bill, Markham said, but after some back and forth, the couple ended up paying $60 for access to the electricity. Ty Williams, the co-op's manager, said this week that the outlet exists primarily to supply power to vendors during fairs and other events on Main Street. It's typically unlocked a few weekends a year, he said, and Lauterbach just happened to catch it open between events. Lauterbach said the round-trip drive from L.A. totaled roughly 3,000 miles and ended up costing about $300 in charging fees, not counting the impromptu $60 bill from the electric co-op. Lauterbach says the co-op could set up a real charging station for electric vehicle owners interested in adding Ekalaka to their itinerary. Williams said the utility has been kicking around the idea of installing a formal charging station in Ekalaka for a while, but hasn't made any definitive plans. While Montana has some grant money available to help install charging stations, he noted that back roads like the route that runs through Ekalaka are not anywhere near the top of the state's priority list. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.